Hello, welcome. This is a recording for the normal distribution that you can find on the website document under assignments called Final Practice. So we're going to go over a couple of the problems here using Z-scores. So let's go over problem one. It's San Jose State professors has a mean of 100 and a population standard deviation of 20. All right, again, a mean of 100 and a population standard deviation of 20. All right, now very important, right? Next step is to draw the normal curve. So you're going to have, draw the normal curve, you're going to have raw score and then z-score, right? And then the raw score and the direct center of it, you're going to have 100 where the mean is. And then one standard deviation to the right will be 120. One standard deviation to the right will be 140. So two standard deviations to the right is 140. Then to the left, one standard deviation to the left will be 80, and then two standard deviations to the left will be 60. All right, so you have your very important to draw your curve, remember? Okay. All right, this problem, it's not giving you z-scores, right? It's giving you raw scores. So we have to convert those raw scores into z-scores. Again, right? Because again, for problem one there, we have, what is the probability that an SJSU professor would get an evaluation between 95 and 125? So we have to convert 95 and 125 into z-scores. All right, so the first, let's do the first conversion. It'll be 95 minus the population mean 100 divided by the standard deviation of 20 gives us a z-score of negative 0.25. All right, so now let's plot that, right? It'll be plotted to the left and somewhere between 0 and 1, negative 1 standard deviations, right? So just draw your vertical line down. All right, good. So that's been plotted. All right, now let's convert the second z-score. Second raw score into a z-score. So 125 minus 100, right? 125 minus the population mean, right? Divided by 20 gives us a z of 1.25. All right, now let's plot that. So that's going to be plotted to the right, right? And somewhere between 1 and 2 standard deviations. Draw your vertical line down there. Okay. You might want to do it in different colors, right? Differentiate. You know, get creative so that you see it, okay? Now remember, here's the rules now, right? We have 2 points, right? Because we have 95 and 125, right? They're on opposite sides in the mean. Do you remember what we have to do? Opposite sides in the mean? That's right. We have to add the areas, right? So we're going to have to add the areas, all right? And then 2 points, we're going to use mean to z, right? So add the areas, and then we're going to use mean to z in the back of the book. All right, so now that we've done that, let's go to the back of the book, and let's find the area associated with the z-scores. All right, so the area and in the back of the book, that's page 281 to 285, right, where we find the normal curves. So for negative 0.25 z-score, we have an area, column 2, area from mean to z, of 0.0987. 0.0987. And that's going to be added to the area associated with our z of 1.25, which we plotted to the right of the curve. And that'll be found on, let's see, page 282, a z-score of 1.25 gives us an area of 0.3944. So we have 0.0987 plus, right, because on opposite side of the mean, we have to add the areas, 0.0987 plus 0.3944. That gives us 0.4931. Again, somewhere around there. All right, so we say approximately 49%. There's approximately 49% that a San Jose State professor would get an evaluation between 95 and 125. Again, there's approximately 49% chance that an SJSU professor would get an evaluation between 95 and 125. All right, let's go on to number two. And two I'm going to go over pretty quickly. All right, two, again, right, draw your normal curve. Again, very important, draw your normal curve. Know exactly what you're looking for. Right? No guesses, no guesswork here. Know exactly what you're looking for. All right, now we just draw it to the right. Now I'm not going to do it again, but you have to convert, right, the raw score into a z-score. And then all you need to do, there's only 1 point, so you only have to do it for one, for the 110. And then what area are we going to use? It says we'll get an evaluation above 110, right? So you know you have to use a small part, right? All right, let's move on to number four. This one tends to give students some problems. What raw score would a SJSU professor need to place in the top 5% of all SJSU professors? Now, here we need a different formula. So the formula for this is going to be X, right? That's some raw score that we need. So X equals the population mean plus Z. Z is what we have to find, multiplied by the standard deviation, the population standard deviation. All right, so we're given everything but the Z. We're given the population mean. We're given the standard deviation, right? And they're in the table. So it's going to be X equals 100 plus Z times 20, right? So we know that. That's all we have to do is find the Z. Right now, for these problems, what I suggested is draw your normal curve, right? But now, instead of, we don't have to do raw scores at all, but we can still use Z-scores here. So draw the curve. Now, this time, put 50% in the middle, right? Because the normal curve, right? 50% above, 50% below. The right in half divides the distribution. So again, draw your vertical line directly down your normal distribution curve and write 50% on the bottom. At the far right of the curve, write 100%, right? The entire curve is 100%. And then write 0% if you want to the far left. All right, then remember, plus one standard deviation above 50%, based on the Pyrico rule, right, is 34%. So plus one standard deviation above 50% will be 84%. All right, so draw your vertical line, one standard deviation above the 50%, and then write 84% right next to where you wrote 50%. All right, now let's go back to the original question. The question said, what raw score to place in the top 5%? All right, now for these problems, right, we can use we cannot use mean to Z. Cannot use mean to Z. We can use the small part or the big part. You can choose either one. All right, the top 5% is the same thing as saying the 95th percentile. And what does that mean? That means 5% scored at or above and 95% scored at or below. Right? So if we're saying 95% scored at or below, right, then we need the big part. If we're saying 5% scored at or above, we're going to need the small part. Right? Small part, big part, no mean to Z. Again, use the small part to find the Z, use the big part to find the Z, no mean to Z. All right? So now let's find the, let's use the big part, and we're going to look for 95%. It's found on page 283. And the Z, right, the big part, the closest one is 0.9495 and 0.9505. Choose which one. It doesn't matter. Or you can go halfway between them. So here we're going inside out. Remember how the Z, we're going, like we had 0.25Z, then we went from the outside in. Here we're going the other way because everything's reversed here. So we go from that 0.9495 out, and we see it has a Z of 1.64, which is greater than one standard deviation. So logically, it makes sense that it would be greater than one. And it is. It's 1.64. To find the X, now we just have to do the math. So our mu is 100. So that's 100 plus 1.64 times 20. And that'll give us a raw score, some raw score that we need to be in the top 5%. So let's figure out that what that is. So 1.64 times 20 was 32.8. And then we just add it to 100. So approximately, and so we get 132.8. So just round up to 133. So to score in the top 5%, an SJSU professor would need to have at least a score of 133. Okay. All right, let's do number five. It said, the question is, say a professor had a Z-score of 0.75. What would be their percentile ranking? And then I give you a hint. For scores below the mean, use the small part. Scores above the mean, use the big part. Just like we saw in the problem earlier, do not use mean to Z, right? We're just looking at above or who scored below. We're not looking at who scored in between, all right? So since 0.75 is above, right, we know we have to use the big part. So we go to the back of the book, find the Z of 0.75, which is on page 282, and we find it's 0.7734. So the professor's percentile ranking would be 77.3. 3-4%. You can just say 77th percentile would be fine, right? Because it scores above the mean, use the big part. Scores below the mean, use the small part. All right, so that concludes a tutorial here on the normal distribution. Again, you can find these problems under assignments on the website. And if you have any questions, shoot me an email. Remember, this will account for about 40% of your final grade in the final, so make sure you understand how to do these. You might also have problems where they're just z-scores, right? In other words, the raw scores have already been converted to you, so now you can just start to plotting, right? You don't have to be converting, just start to plotting them, and it's the same process, right? Know which area of the curve you're looking for, find the area. If points are on opposite sides, then mean add them. If they're on the same side of the mean, subtract the areas, right? And then always use mean to z when you have 2 points, all right? All right, good luck on the quiz and final. It's great having you in my class, and have a great day. Bye-bye.